I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that. It also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Sanzano, host of the Jake and Gino podcast, with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, the coach, the chef, the father, six, the best-selling author, the G-Daddy, Gino Barbaro. Gino, how's it going?
Jake, I'm doing good, brother. How are you doing today?
Good. Gonna ask some personal money questions today. I got a I got an interesting one here. So no, I'm just kidding. We got a very special guest today. Today's guest is a founder and managing partner of PassiveInvesting.com, a private equity real estate company with over 1.5 billion in assets. He's also the author of Apartment Syndication. So without further ado, Dan Hanford, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jake. Appreciate the introduction. Thank you for having me as well, Gino.
So, all right. Our personal money question. This is the first thing I looked at this morning when I was reading your bio. PassiveInvesting.com. How much did you pay for that, dude? That wasn't cheap, right? That was one of those like ADG investments, right? Like, right,
something. Yeah, so we actually have an NDA on that. So it's an undisclosed amount, but we did pay a pretty penny for it. So
it wasn't
cheap.
It was
interesting. When I found that domain, I was actually at a conference. It was a business conference actually out in Vegas. And there was this guy that was talking about how he invests in virtual real estate, and that was with domains. And he was kind of going through like, how do you find these really good domains? And so I just took some of the content from that, you know, seminar or whatever, and just, you know, started trying to do my own deep dive into researching it. And then that one was available. It wasn't available on GoDaddy. You had to buy it from somebody else, but they weren't using it. So I was like, I'm going to reach out and try to find this thing. And sure enough, we did. And it's been really, really good for us.
Dan's not afraid to spend the bucks. Big conferences, a big website name. So you're not going to give us the number, though. Ballpark?
I can't give you the number.
Dude. Jake,
it's more than a little and less than too much.
I could see that one being in the $80,000 to $120,000 range. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The crazy thing is like a lot of people will say, you know, our website is not our website, but our company name is PI. Like even internally, we'll say, well, PI this or PI that for passiveinvesting.com. Well, PI.com is actually now available, but it's like $20 million. It's like crazy. And the only way I found out about that was whenever we were writing communications back and forth, sometimes we'll say PI.com. Well, I clicked it one day and it went to the website and it was like for sale, you know. But of course, if you think about it, it's really geared towards like mathematical stuff, right? Like pi. And so they're that's why that the value of it is so expensive right now. Plus it's
I disagree. I think it would totally be a Magnum PI thing. And that's where like that's that would be going. True. So you may be wrong on that one. Just kidding.
We're outside the cones already.
Hold on, I'm pulling it back in. All right. So I said this also before we got in. Dan, give us your perspective and you know how you saw the market, the multifamily market, say 2019 till now. Give us an overview of the last 5 years from your perspective.
Sure. Yeah. So that's a good question. And, you know, I would say that for us, one of the things that we noticed at the end of 2019 was this shift of really trying to, for us, we made the decision to shift and pivot to, instead of buying kind of C-class and B-class assets, we shifted that to basically higher end kind of B plus assets and then class A assets. But we like the class A's that are more suburban class A's, right? So we're not trying to go after downtown urban infill where rents are, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month. We're trying to go to the suburban area and get those nicer kind of class A assets. And the reason why we made that pivot in 2000, at the end of 2019 and into 2020, was that we were seeing the cap rate spreads between the different asset classes getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I remember very specifically having a phone call with a good friend of mine out of Charlotte, and he was going to be buying an asset in the western part of Charlotte, which is not usually not really the best area of Charlotte, but you can usually find some pretty decent deals there. But the cap rate that he was buying that Class C asset, I mean, I'd probably call it a Class C minus, borderline D, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And he was buying it for like a 3.5 cap. And I was sitting here just like scratching my head, like, why would you buy something like that? And of course, he's basically looking at all the extra things that he can do as far as renovations and increasing rents and maybe regentrifying the property a little bit. But to me, I was like, why would I want to buy that asset for 3.5% and put all this extra sweat equity into it when I could probably only sell it in a year or 2 years later for 4.5, maybe 5 cap? Or because the Class C assets and the Class B assets have a decompression a lot more, especially right now with the way the current market has been over the last couple of years. They've had a higher decompression in those lower asset classes than the higher asset classes. And even though all the asset classes across the board have had a decompression, right? But they're because of the spreads that we were buying it back then. That's why I think most of the assets that I've seen that have gone into foreclosure and people are losing money are kind of the people who bought Class C assets at a very low cap rate. And now because the cap rates have expanded so much, their values have gone way down, and it's causing them to have lender issues because the lenders are wanting them to pay down their debt, because now a lot of times the debt is the same price as the value of the property at this point.
So let's look at this from a first principles thinking perspective.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You can get an older asset with a resident base that is not as financially qualified as a newer asset with a resident base that is more financially qualified, thus making to your point, the newer Class B plus asset in a similar type cap rate environment, even if it's, you know, not super close, but if it's closer, let's look at it through that lens, because if you're buying older with less reliable resident base in it, that, that could potentially pay versus a more stable resident base that is more capable to pay with a an asset that is newer, it's really a no-brainer when you look at it through that lens.
Yeah, and I think you really have to look at it from the like you're trying to point out, which is the resident base itself, right? The demographics of who's actually on that, living on that property.
Their capability to make the business sing, essentially, right?
And, correct.
And that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, what we kind of saw, you know, even at the end of 2019 and some of our Class C and lower end Class B assets was that, you know, yes, our occupancy was high from a physical occupancy perspective, but sometimes that economic occupancy starts to drop because you have residents that stay in longer than they really need to stay in. And a lot of people don't look at that very closely to say, oh, this property is 90, 98% occupied. Yeah, from maybe from a physical perspective, but what's the economic occupancy of that property? So if you're asking for a higher rent, but you're not getting it, then your economic occupancy is going to be a lot lower. And it's going to be a lot harder to hit those targets from a DSCR requirement from the lender, but even just an NOI perspective, be able to bring some cash flow home as well.
Dan, as Jake likes to do on every show, he just jumps right in. I want the guests to know Dan Hanford, because back in 2017,
they don't want to talk about women's basketball, Gino.
I'm not talking about women's basketball. I'm talking about Gino meeting Dan Hanford in Jacksonville, going to a condo, knocking on the door and going, Dan Hanford, he's got five doctor's offices. He's not even in multifamily. This guy wants to get into multifamily. And now 8 years later, he's built this a massive, amazing empire. And Jake, I really got to say, if you ever go and get a job at Chippendales, you wouldn't be a good stripper because you just rip off your clothes all at once. You got to take them off a little bit at a time.
Gino likes to be teased a little bit, Dan.
Let's get to know Dan Hanford first, because he's got an amazing background,
He needs a back rub before he gets started is what he said.
Yes. No, the real reason is because most people out there are going to go be like, I can't be Jake and Gino. I can't be Dan Hanford. We all start from humble beginnings. We put in the grind. We put in a lot of work. We learn how to invest. Then we take massive action. I think Dan is no different.
Yeah, I would say the number one thing that I would say that is the key to my success is that I ask questions and I seek out people that I know might have the answers to that, which goes back to the point that you said, and Gino, going to your condo in Jacksonville. Like, I literally called Jeff. I was like, hey, I'm in Jacksonville. You're in Jacksonville. Let's connect up, you know? And I think I was probably 45 minutes down the road or so, but I was like, I want to meet Gino and pick his brain and ask questions. And so the biggest thing is you've got to be able to stand up and ask questions. And even in a classroom setting from either a seminar or a conference or whatever it may be, I always like to sit in the front of the room because I don't want any distractions and I want to really absorb the material and absorb the content. And even when I was going through schooling, when I was going through college, things like that, I didn't have to study a lot because I actively engaged myself in the classroom and in the material. And that's really what helped me a lot. And I'm trying to teach my kids that now. Like, if you don't want to have to worry about studying a lot, you have to actively engage yourself in the classroom, not play around with your buddy next to you and the table beside you. You've got to be able to start thinking about, I try to look for questions that I can ask when I'm hearing somebody speak. And that way I can continue to keep my mind engaged in it.
So I'd love to take credit for getting Dan Hanford into multifamily. I don't think I can, but I remember that you were just starting your journey back then. But why did you choose multifamily back then? Because you did have five doctor's offices. You had really amazing systems built in. It seemed as if you were just trying to build another vertical. Why did you start in multifamily?
Yeah, so and I had looked at the biggest thing is I had those clinics, and I just recently sold them, by the way, at the end of last year, which was pretty cool. So those are off the portfolio now, but those clinics were 100% debt free. They cash flowed very nicely, and that's a problem, right? It's a great thing, but it's a problem because a lot of that money goes to Uncle Sam, and really that was the reason why I started investigating real estate, and I found multifamily real estate to be the most effective from a scale perspective. I remember when I first got started looking at, you know, kind of smaller, you know, 8, 16, 24 unit properties. And we ended up not buying those because I was like, I already built these clinics to a certain point. I wanted to be able to scale a lot faster than that. And that's when we started. I actually had a company started that was called Hanford Capital at the time. And then met through our mentor, met our other partner, Danny Randazzo. He had Randazzo Capital. And then when we got the PassiveInvesting.com name and brand, we actually merged the two into the PassiveInvesting.com brand. And that was back in 2018. And then grew it from, you know, basically nothing at that point. Bought our very first property in December of 2018, which was a 130-unit property, $8.9 million out of Greenville, South Carolina. And then kind of the rest is history.
What would you say to doctors right now, if they're listening to this, or high level people making a ton of money, wanting to avoid taxes? How should they get into this business of multifamily? Should they come to a Jake and Gino or a Dan Hanford, possibly start as a limited partner, learn the business, learn how to buy right, learn how to manage right, learn how to finance right, learn it as a business, understand it that it's an investment and it's also a business, it's a scalable business? Or should they just start with the 8, 10, 12, 15 units like you did?
I would say it really depends on the person, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are some people out there that they just want to control it and jump in there and do it, right? And make their own mistakes and learn from those mistakes. But I would say that whether you're going to be a passive investor or an active investor, the material that you guys provide is very valuable, because even as a passive investor, you should know how the business operates. You should know how the underwriting works. You should know how the asset management works. You should know how the raising of capital works, and to kind of understanding the full gamut of how it all works, which is one of the reasons why we wrote our book, which is the ultimate guide to apartment syndication for the active or passive investor. And the reason why we wrote that book is because there's a lot of books out there that talk about how easy this business is, right? And I disagree with that. I don't think this is a very easy business. I also don't think it's a very hard business.
Are there any easy businesses?
Say again?
Are there any easy businesses?
Exactly.
No, but like that's an honest question. Like, I don't think so, right? Is there? I don't know.
Yeah. I think the thing that with multifamily is that it's not really that it's hard either, right? It's just complex, which makes it challenging and more difficult for people, right? And so let's just go back to your question here, Gino, about the physicians, right? If there's a physician listening and they're like, hey, how do I get out of this rat race of going in, seeing patients all day long, whether it be doing rounds in the hospital or doing surgeries or doing just in-office kind of outpatient care? How do I get out of that rat race? There's a couple of different ways to do it, right? I think one of the best things to do is to go to one of your events to kind of figure out, hey, is this something that I really want to do full time? Or am I more still passionate about the medical side of things? I want to stay in the medical side of things, and I want to just invest with other groups like yourself and our grub company that I can just allow my money to work for me, and I can continue to grow and really, you know, fulfill the passion that I really had in the beginning with medical. But maybe instead of working 60, 70 hours a week, because you're passively investing, you can drop that down to, you know, 20, 30, 40 hours a week, right? And make it more of something that you enjoy again. And then the other kind of, you know, flip side to this is if you're married and you have a spouse that maybe stays home with the kids or manages the house or whatever it may be, you can actually qualify as a real estate professional status by allowing the spouse to go out and actually do something in real estate. Again, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax advisor, but it's a great strategy. And we have several of our investors that have done this where their spouse now is actually in real estate and they've met those qualifications to be a real estate professional. And now they can offset not just their income, but the ordinary income of the primary spouse as well, who's actually the W-2 income earner. And that depreciation can offset both incomes. And that's a really, really powerful tool to be able to use. But again, not everybody has that.
We call that the doctor hack. That's that we internally we call that the doctor hack. We've seen that a lot of times where it's like the doctor gets the wife to manage the property. But to your prior point though of it, you know, not necessarily being a challenging business, what we've seen is that you get someone that may be a doctor and then goes and buys 150 units, has the wife potentially manage it, and it's through that lens of not treating it like a business, right? The doctor's focused on running the practice, may tell the wife, hey, go manage this property, hires a property manager. And we've seen, you know, through the interview process, obviously we hire, you know, property managers quite frequently. You have the sort of professional property manager that comes from like a RAM property management or a Bell or something like that, where they have proven systems and training, and that person comes through and it's like they know what it takes. And then you see the person that applies for the job that is historically working for the doctor's wife, if you will, and has basically been given the keys and said, hey, make this work. And, you know, very unprofessional, lacks the systems, lacks the accountability. And that's where I think the systems come in, and you need to treat it as a business because it is one, and not just expect it to be an investment, because it requires the same amount of attention as any other business that you're going to own and operate. And I think that's a disconnect for some folks.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
And that's exactly how I started our book. One of the very intro paragraphs was, you must treat this like a business. You know, this should not be treated like a side hobby or something you do on nights and weekends, especially when you're raising money from other people.
This is not triple net, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And so there's definitely, I mean, even triple net, it's a business too. I mean, there's definitely some moving parts there too that you want to keep track of, but definitely not as intense as the multifamily side of things.
I'm going to push back on both of you for a second, because you said no business is hard. I was in the restaurant business. That business is brutal. If you compare that business to multifamily is like a walk in the park. I'm going to be completely honest. If you're going to compare one to the other, I mean, to scale a restaurant, it is very challenging. It's just, I was able to, you know, acquire 500 units within 3 or 4 years with Jake. I had one restaurant for 20 plus years. Maybe I didn't have the mindset to be able to grow it, but it is just a completely different animal. And I think multifamily offers so many different benefits to be able to, because if you're going to say to somebody, hey, I'm going to scale a restaurant, you know, throw in some money and let's people will be like, I'm not sure. But if you've got a 100-unit apartment complex and you want a piece of that, I think that in and of itself is easier. I think also when you're looking at a 100-unit apartment complex, you have three, possibly four employees. You have a small, crappy little 70-seat Italian restaurant in New York. You got 45 employees in that one little crappy restaurant. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell was I thinking all those years? And when I found multifamily, I started small. But as I started to scale, it was so much easier. So just pick your poison. There are some businesses that are a lot easier than others. And even though multifamily may be a little more challenging now to find deals, it is a lot easier to run a business in multifamily than it is in a food business or a karate studio or any of that. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
I don't know, man. The karate studio my kids go to seems to be making bank. And I see those bills every month come through. So I don't know. We'll see about that one. But.
So Gina, would you ever do restaurant or food business again?
You know, my kids want me to do it, and
I want them to do it. It's called floppers. It's the big Jersey style slice.
This is how I would do it. I would do it by building the Gino's Family brand around the restaurant. I would have physical products. I would be selling cookbooks. I'd be doing cooking videos, cooking classes, monthly continuity. That's how I would do
it. The Ginzo version of the Cracker Barrel, he said.
Yeah, I guess so. I'd even have Jake come maybe do some striptease there at the restaurant also. But
dude, get your head out of the gutter, man, all right?
But seriously, that's how I would do it. I would look at it from the business perspective, whereas most mom and pops are focused on the brick and mortar when that's fine, but you want to have IP and build a brand through a restaurant.
Well, I'll tell you that this is kind of, you know, another one of these tangents like Jake likes to go on, but have either one of you played pickleball?
I have, unfortunately.
This is like the miniature tennis, right?
Yes.
That everybody likes. Yeah, no, we've looked at it for some complexes, haven't put it in yet, but yes.
Yeah.
We actually
just built a 30,000 square foot pickleball facility. We have 8 indoor courts and 4 outdoor courts now. And one of the things I did not like, and I never really want to be in, is the food industry, right?
Yes.
And so one of the things that when we were building out this model is we wanted to have a very low labor component to this model where we actually have hired on 5 in-house software engineers that are developing the software alongside the facility. We just opened the facility on March 1st. Our goal was to get around 200 members in the first month, and we're at 325, which is great. And so, but the biggest thing I didn't want to do is the food, right? And a lot of these pickleball facilities that are going up are doing like a Topgolf or pickleball, which their number one profit driver is really food and alcohol, right? It's not even pickleball is a side product for them just to keep their facility busy in the mornings, right? But when it comes to the afternoons or the evenings, they want to be selling food and alcohol because that's where they're making their money. And so I didn't want to do that. I don't want to be in the food industry. I wanted a very easy process to be able to manage the facility. And I didn't even want somebody to have to check people in and out, right? So our facility right now is 5 minutes down the road from here. It's on about 3.2 acres of land. And we have in between the indoor and the outdoor courts, we created this social space that we can bring up to 4 food trucks in that have the water and the 50 amp hookups. And that way they can bring it in and we can do a revenue share with them, but we don't have to be the ones worrying about staffing and ordering food and, you know, the wait staff or anything like that. We are already opening this thing up for franchising as well. We've had over 110 people around the country reach out. They want to put one of these as a franchise in their area all around our brand, which is the 24-hour pickleball club brand.
That's awesome.
Top golf without the management.
And to your point, in California, the minimum wage just went up to $20 an hour. How are you paying somebody to sit in front of a cash register $20 an hour? That really ends up costing you 30, even more, with taxes, with Social Security, with benefits, workman's comp. It's not you. It's how much you got to sell a hamburger for? Like $15 to sell a friggin' Big Mac to make money? That's why I don't want to be in that business because it's very challenging. Profit margins are so slim. Competition is so amazing that if you don't have the Chick-fil-A brand, you're not going to make money. You're not building something with intangible value that you can sell 3 or 4 years down the road. You're building yourself a job. That's what you're ultimately doing. And I wish I had known that. I wish I had Dan Hanford years ago. ago saying, Gino, brother, you got to get out of the food business. You're building yourself a job. Although 30 years ago, it was different. You could have done that 25, 30, 20 years ago. It was still feasible. I think 08, the Great Recession, changed everything. And I think once the internet came online, you had Grubhub, you have all these other services, you have all instantaneous Amazon, it just changed the playing field for a lot of companies. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I will say that, you know, the biggest thing that changed for me was looking at the potential exits on different businesses, right? So one of the reasons why I got out of medical is because once I started investing in car washes, which we have 31 express car washes now across the country from Maryland down to Florida and as far west as the Huntsville.
Are you running
Alabama.
Any like the Planet Fitness model where it's like $25 a month to go as many times as you want?
Correct.
That's but how you're doing.
Are you talking about with the pickleball or with the car?
No,
wash?
With the car washes.
Yes, yes. So we have price plans that range from $20 to $50.
And you go unlimited, right?
Correct. Yep.
Before that was a thing and we were getting into multifamily, I was like seriously considering that because I saw it work with Planet Fitness in the gyms. I'm like, this would apply so beautifully to cars. And I've seen it coming up more and more. Yeah.
It does really well. And the biggest difference is like in the medical space, your equity multiple when you want to exit on your EBITDA is only going to be about 2 to 3x, right? Maybe 4 if you're lucky, right? On car wash, it's like 20x.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
So it's like, and you also have all that extra liability and risk and all that kind of stuff with a medical business, where with car wash, it's a one day transaction. There's not a lot of liability with it at all. Now, obviously there's liability from like, you know, somebody slipping and falling or, you know,
but that comes with anything though, cars, right? Like, yeah. Any of your car washes running a well?
No.
I always thought that would be the added perk to get the water for free. And then you're like, you're really playing with money.
Mr. El Cheapo there.
It's Mr. El Profitable, baby. Come on.
Yeah. So it really depends on the flow rate though, of the well as well. And that's usually where the problem is if you don't get a proper tap, you can't get a proper flow rate, then you can't wash enough cars because you don't have enough flow of that water coming in.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I always thought of that. I was like, man, if you get the water for free on a car wash, you're crushing it. I got one other thing to say, Gino, because he's got my mind working here. Dan, I think you need to suck it up, though, when it comes to the team member piece on the pickleball. All right. You ever go to like these vacation places? They got like, I think it's TGI Fridays, but they got like the big drinks and they're like super watered down. The hell are those places called? Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. You've been to the place where you get like the watered down drink on vacation. I think you need the one bartender at the pickleball with the watered down vodka sodas for like $15, you know, and then it's going to more than cover the rate and the headache of the employee there. What are your thoughts there?
Well, the biggest thing I think about too, though, is like I get Topgolf, like golfing and alcohol can probably go pretty well until you get pretty wasted. But you get a little tipsy at all and playing pickleball, like there's a lot more injuries that happen there.
Nah, it's all about the electrolytes, okay? Just make sure they're putting electrolytes in the drinks so no one's
just
cramping.
Water it down with electrolytes.
Yes. Yes. Electrolytes, vodka sodas, you're fine.
Put a little propel water in there.
And just make sure you're getting it from the well. So,
before we go to the short answers, what are some battle scars? You must have made a few mistakes on your journey going from clinics to multifamily to car washes to, I'm sure you got some build to rent to the debt fund to pickleball. What are some of the things that you've made mistakes on looking back saying, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I'd done it sooner? Or
it's a good question. I would say one of the biggest things was, I kind of go back even before this, that's one of the things that's really helped me even getting into the multifamily space and the real estate side of things is, you know, back when I had my medical businesses and I first got started with it, one of my biggest mind blocks for me is that I feel like I can do everything better than everybody else. And a lot of entrepreneurs have that same problem where they just feel like they should just do it, right? Which I think is a good quality and a good trait to have, because you have to be able to know how to do these different things so that you can make sure that you can hire the right people. One of the hardest things that I've done in business so far has been hiring software developers, because I don't know a lot about software development. I can't get in there and do it myself. I don't really know how long it takes someone to do something, right? That's been a very challenging piece. But kind of going back to the story here, when I first got started in the medical space, I wanted to do everything. And I was finding that I was in a bottleneck, right? I would also try to hire the cheapest people possible, right? And it really was causing me more problems and more headaches than when I started to pivot and go, you know what? I need to start hiring people that can actually do some of these things that I'm doing, because it frees me up.
We messed up bad there too.
I'm good at, which is the vision side of things, right? And growing and expanding. And so I had to, and I'll tell you, even today, I have that same problem. I feel still like I can do everything better than everybody else. But I also have to tell myself that I can't do everything as good as somebody else if they're doing it full time, right? And if I can try to hire somebody, this is the mental trick I do with myself. If I can hire somebody and I think they can do it 80-85% as good as that I can do from what I can do it, then it's better for me to hire that person. And it's better for me to hire a great quality person and pay them a great quality wage to be able to get them to be a true team member than to just try to find the bottom of the barrel and get the lowest, you know, wage person in there, because it's going to cause you to have a lot more headaches. And right now at passiveinvesting.com, we got a great team. We have a great core group of people, and they're all really, really smart. And I always tell people, I never would have imagined having this many people that are getting paid over six figures a year working for me, right? But these are great quality people, and they're worth every dime that we're paying them. And so I would say the biggest thing for me is when I saw that hockey stick growth in my business career, it was when I got out of my own way and I started to hire people to do things that I couldn't do as good because I didn't have 100% effort towards it. And I hired great quality people and took care of those people as well.
Lot different than the medical space with those salaries, huh? Right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I've really humbled myself over the years too, because I had that same mentality. But you know, I'll even go a step further. I see the work that our folks are doing, and it's much better than I would do. It's not at 85%. They're blowing me out of the water, especially when it comes to long, detail-oriented work too. Like when you got to go deep, detailed on shit, that is not my place to party. You know, so
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
What I was going to say is that I don't feel like the people that work for me now are only doing it 80-85%, but it's a mental trick for me to tell myself if I can find somebody and I think they can do 80-85%. Most of the time they surprise you, right? And they're like, you're like, wow, there's no way I could have done all that and do what I'm doing right now, you know? So I definitely agree that they always surprise me in the quality of the work that they actually do and that they actually perform. And it's usually more than 100%, even though most people would say you can't do more than 100%. But
and I've been humbled in the last year where, you know, some people have had ideas different than mine and I kind of poo-pooed them and, you know, they ended up being right. And now I've had to take a step back and listen even more because I've been proven wrong and I'm, you know, hopefully open-minded enough to realize that to allow the company to grow when folks are in it more and have more exposure to it than I do. I need to, you know, trust or judgment. That's why we put them in those roles. So it's crazy, you know, as these things start to evolve. And the watered down drink place, I just checked my pictures. It's Fat Tuesdays. So, you know, if you go to Fat Tuesdays, you're not drinking 8, you're drinking 24, and they're going to act all surprised by it. That's what we need at the pickleball. All right. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsor.
Now, we have had a great run in multifamily, going from 0 units to over $250 million in assets. That's over 2,000 apartment deals that we've been able to purchase through our framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right.
Now, Jake and I, we created the Jake and Gino community back in 2015. We launched our first book, Build Our Profits. And since then, our students have closed over 60,000 units. That's over $4 billion in assets they've been able to close over the last 6 years.
And that's why this community has been so successful. We call it results-based education, and we pour back into the community everything that we've learned on our journey from 0 to 2,000 units and all our systems and scale that we use on our very own property management and investing companies.
Jake, I love that. It's not just education, it's implementation. So what I want you to do, click on that link down below, apply to work with our team, see how we can help you on your journey in multifamily.
All right, we are back. You know, I think this year has been an interesting one from like the really emergence of the debt issues that are out there in the market. You see like all these people getting blasted on the real deal and things like that. How's your portfolio performing? Do you guys have anything that you've had to kind of manage through, or is everything pretty much locked in long term? You feeling good about it? And, you know, maybe just touch on the craziness that's been going on in the space.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely unprecedented, right? You know, it's been very challenging to kind of navigate through these different waters. Right now in our portfolio, I don't really see anything that's, you know, imminent to foreclosure or anything like that. There's a few challenging assets that we've had to kind of work through. We had to stop distributions on some, reduce distributions on some, and to be able to prepare for, you know, interest rate cap, extensions, things like that. And I think
was that mostly from like the debt perspective, or was it, you know, management issues? Was it insurance? Like, I think there's like five things that folks are experiencing right now. What was the cause, would you say?
I would say it's primarily the interest rate, the interest rate, because the majority of our portfolio is in a floating rate loan perspective. I think like around like 50-60% of the portfolio. So the interest rate was the biggest thing that ate into the cash flow, but definitely insurance and taxes have gone through the roof, which has definitely caused some of these additional cash flow issues where we're still seeing rent growth on all of our properties. We haven't seen a decrease. We're still seeing rent growth, great high collections, 98-99% every single month. So it's not necessarily that. I always tell people, operationally, the assets are performing very well.
That's the quality of the resident bases that you alluded to earlier that you bought into, right?
Yeah, exactly. So because most of our residents are electively staying in an apartment, right? So their next step is a house. They're going to buy a house after they leave our apartment, right? They're not going to go usually hop to another apartment and another apartment. They're usually, their next step is buying a home. Right now, it's been good because interest rates have been higher, and so not as many people have been buying homes, so they're staying in the apartments and staying longer, and so our retention for those tenants have been a lot higher too, which has helped things across the board. But I would say the biggest thing is really the debt service that has gone up, and making sure that we can buy the rate caps. We've only had two loans. We've had to pay down the loan a little bit because of the DSCR constraints based on the current values of the properties. But we've been able to get through those with not really any issues, if you will. And so looking at the portfolio as a whole, it's fairly healthy. We've got great quality assets. Looking forward to holding on to these things, hopefully into 25 and into 26 and maybe even into 27 as things really start to turn around, which that's really what I'm seeing in the market right now is most of the sentiment is that towards the end of 2025 and into 26 and 27 is really we're going to start seeing that kind of uptick again. But a lot of it's going to depend. That's all speculative, right? But it's all really going to depend on what the interest rates do, what the market does.
Man, every you know time you think you're getting a little 10-year relief, it pops like it did yesterday, right? And yep. We were out with our mortgage brokers the other day, and they said that, you know, when the 10-year got down around 380, you know, even that level, they saw, you know, a huge uptick in interest and, you know, people looking to work with them. It's just, it's challenging right now. Is there a point where you say, hey, we're going to put some fresh debt on these things where, you know, 10-year hits 350, 320, or is this, you know, what are you thinking?
Yeah, we're sizing it up on all of our properties on a regular basis. So whenever it's the right time to refinance, we'll refinance and putting some different debt terms.
You going 5-year at that point? Is that what you're thinking? You're going to go to 5-year?
It would probably be 3 to 5, maybe 7 year, up to 10 to 12 years, depending on what kind of agency loan we might get with it too, right? So some of these properties that we bought, the reason why we bought them with a kind of floating rate loan is because they were in the process of being leased up because they're fairly new properties, right? So a lot of them were buying directly from the developer, so we couldn't get fixed rate debt on it. So now that they're stabilized, all of them across the portfolio are stabilized now. So we could at this point put some agency debt on it, but even the agency loans, depending on where you are when you get those loans, what I mean that by that is depending on how aggressive they want to be in getting those loans will determine kind of what terms you get. And so up to this point, we haven't really had any that have really made sense for us to do a refinance. Most of them have just been either paying down the balance of the mortgage and extending their rate caps at the same time.
navigating to a brighter, sunshinier day. I think the that deal that you kind of discussed there, that that newer build that you know is not getting the absorption right now, is an opportunity over the next few years. And it may take somebody that can come in and you know do a 50% LTV deal, maybe with a regional bank, you know, or whatever. But I think there's going to be interesting opportunities for places that got overbuilt. I know there's been a few in the Southeast that have come up, you know, more than once, and they've had a lot of new stuff come on board. They're not being absorbed, and you know, the developers want to check out. So I think that's a deal type for folks to keep an eye on for the next couple of years if you know they're well capitalized and can take something like that down. Yeah, Dan, anything from the educational side that you've absorbed? Podcasts, books, anything that you've read recently that's added value to your life that you want to share with the folks?
Well, my book. No.
Hit it, man. Tell us about it.
And I actually did read it. So I was forced to
read it.
He didn't
write it, but he wrote it. That was ChatGPT, folks.
And the reason why I had to read it is because I had to do the Audible version, right? So I went into the
studio
and read it. So I had the whole 12 hours of recording.
That's awesome. So tell us about the book.
Yeah, so you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but the whole premise behind the book is to teach either the passive investor how the business works so they feel more comfortable investing in the asset class, and also kind of going through like different red flags that a passive investor should look for, things like that. But also for the active investor who's wanting to do this on a regular basis, we kind of break down what we did from 2018 to today and how we got to where we are today in that book, and teaching about how you should run it as a business, not as a side hustle and nights and weekends. But it also teaches in there, like, if you want to get in this business, but you need to start nights and weekends, how can you get started doing this as a side hustle, working with another group versus starting your own group out from scratch? Then once you build that track record, you can kind of get to that next level. So that's kind of the premise behind the book, is teaching people that apartment syndication is a business and should be treated like it, especially if you're raising money from somebody else. That's what apartment syndication is, right? Raising money from other people. And because at the end of the day, if I lose my own money, I'm not going to like it, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it, right? But if I lose somebody else's money, that's when I'm going to have a hard time sleeping well at night. So we always try to practice the SWAN principle, sleep well at night. And in order to do that, you have to make sure you're buying good quality assets and make sure that you're putting good quality debt terms on it too, so you can make sure that you keep those assets that you buy as well.
So I'm going to put Dan up against Gary V. Okay, Gary V's like, there's a side hustle out there for you. You can go sell your mom's used clothing in the basement. You can do Pokemon cards, find something that you love and like monetize it. I think the side hustle is not Uber. It's not monetizing Pokemon cards or what Gino likes to do with this crypto stuff. I don't even understand that. But I think more so, you know, find a side hustle in real estate and work on that, because that could truly grow into an empire versus Pokemon or what is Doge coin, Gino, the Husky Dogecoin. Or something. I don't know what he's doing over there, but he's
I don't knock it, Jake. I got some Doge coin. I got some Ethereum. I got some.
I think you guys are crazy. I think you should go, you know, just hit up Atlantic City here and just let it really rip if you want to. This is this is like a slow death by a million cuts here. But you know, I digress. So
yeah, I'm pretty deep in Bitcoin and crypto is in general. We have a little over seven figures in it, so I'm pretty bullish on it myself.
Yeah, you could turn that around quick at the blackjack table. So, Dan, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so the best way to kind of connect with me is either our website, passiveinvesting.com. If you want to join us and participate in some of our future projects, you can also find me on LinkedIn by just going to linkwithdan.com. Go to linkwithdan.com and just go straight over to my LinkedIn profile, and you can connect with me there and further the conversation.
All right, Gino, you're up to the plate here. I'm throwing a Dogecoin right at you.
Jake, I'm in my car. Nice sunny day, driving up A1A, heading up to Jacksonville. Go to this condo, never met this dude, knock on the door.
You're doing a Dogecoin deal.
And it's Dan Hanford. No, no Dogecoin deal. He just called me up out of the blue and said, Gino, talk to me about multifamily. And I show up. His wife is there with his four kids. We're hanging out. And after that conversation, I can't believe Dan actually went into multifamily by listening to Gino. I thought he'd run the other way, but he ended up going into multifamily, and he ended up scaling real quick. I mean, like super quick. That was 2017. Already in 2019, he understands cap rate decompression. He understands his buy rate criteria. And from 2019, get into multifamily, he sees things turning and he says, man, I got a ton of money. I'm going to put on this amazing event that Jake and Gino went to speak at in Charlotte. Yes, we were on stage at Dan Hanford's event. And that was an amazing experience. But from there, he starts going into pickleball. And I don't know about the Fat Tuesday thing. I'm not really sold on that one yet. I don't know. We'll put that on the side.
Dude, listen, and then, listen. If you're not getting the returns you want, throw a little vodka tonic on it. All right.
And then from there, he goes in to his car washes, over 30 car washes. And the idea that I love is he's always looking at the exits. That's the evolution of Dan Hanford. Looking at a business from having five clinics where most Americans would be thrilled. That's an amazing accomplishment. Having five businesses that are totally paid off, that are cash flowing, but he knew he was, I think, meant for greatness, meant to own passiveinvesting.com, meant to build an amazing company where he can employ people and he can create financial freedom for them as well, and for all the investors that he's onboarded over the last 6 or 7 years, and to continue to grow. He could have stuck with multifamily, but he said, you know what? I like this pickleball thing. I like this car wash thing. I like this Bitcoin thing. Yes, Jake. And more importantly, the thing that's impressed me the most is he has actually had Jake had an epiphany, had a little vulnerability on the show. Jake actually said he was humbled. I love that part of the show where Jake showed some emotion, some true emotion, which made me happy. I've been trying to do that for years. And
was
Gino
it the part
failed.
About me getting ripped off at Fat Tuesdays?
No, okay. No, that wasn't the part. Dan Hanford did it. So Dan, brother, thanks for being on the show. Congratulations on the sale of the clinics, because that was a starting point. That was just a starting point for you. Great things to come ahead in the future, my friend. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you having me.
Anytime. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.